Here we will discuss briefly about understanding the commercial, legal, and tax aspects of running an e-commerce business in India. So what are the legal requirements to start an e-commerce business and understanding taxation from the GST perspective? So first, the legal requirements to start an e-commerce business. To ensure limited liability, it's advisable for companies to engage in online businesses to get registered as required under the Companies Act 2013. Similarly, the Consumer Protection Act, laws relating to intellectual property, taxation, RBI rules, Evidence Act, CPC, IPC, etc. are also applicable to the online transactions. Now, you also need to understand it from a funding perspective. If you're looking at getting angel funding, seed funding, and then maybe grow your business, scale your business, and then be eligible for venture capital, it's always good to start as a private limited company. You may want to start as a partnership firm or an LLP and then later upgrade to a private limited company. But starting off as a private limited company gives you a good runway or helps your brand image when it comes to attracting financing and investment from angel investors or venture capitals. So e-commerce players are also required to comply with cyber laws, labor laws, various other state laws as applicable, because they deal with sensitive customer data. They have to comply with cyber laws as well. The e-commerce business needs to obtain a tax ID number from tax authorities, that's the TAN number, and a permanent account number. And they also need to be registered under the GST regime. So they need to have a GSTN number. Any business, irrespective of the annual turnover, if they deal into e-commerce, they have to register and they fall under the GST regulation. So here is a list of legal requirements to start an e-commerce business. First, you need to have a founder's agreement if you have more than one founder. Then you need the related business licenses. If you're dealing in food, for example, there'll be specific licenses. So depending upon the category, you have other business licenses. You have to adhere to labor laws if you are hiring employees. If you're into drop shipping, if you're an individual person, no employee, that's not applicable. But depending upon the size and nature of your business, you have to adhere to labor laws. You have to ensure protection of intellectual property, security issues, payment, financing, data security, payment mechanisms, content regulation, issues related to IT architecture, and ensuring effective contract management, contract with suppliers, and the terms of use and privacy policy that customers agree to. Then, as I said, e-commerce companies are liable to be registered under GST, the Goods and Services Tax. So it is a destination-based tax on consumption of goods and services. It is proposed to be levied at all stages, right from manufacture up to final consumption, with credit of taxes paid at previous stages available as set off. So GST was supposed to bring one nation, one tax regime. It has different slabs. Normally, traditional businesses are exempted if they only do business within a particular state and the turnover is less than 40 lakhs. But any e-commerce business has to mandatorily register under GST. So the GST will be levied at multiple rates ranging from 0% to 28%, 28 being the highest. GST Council finalized a four-tier GST tax structure of 5%, 12%, 18% and 28%. For services, it's primarily 18% mostly, with lower rates for essential items and the highest rate for luxury and demerit goods that would also attract an additional cess. So if you are a multi-category e-commerce portal, the GST rates would differ based on the product category as well. The GST to be levied by the Center on Intrastate Supply of Goods and Services is called the Central GST or the Central Goods and Services Tax, and that to be levied by the states would be called the State GST or State Goods and Services Tax. Similarly, Integrated GST or IGST will be levied and administered by Center on every interstate supply of goods and services. So these are different terms and terminologies, but As an e-commerce provider, you need to register under GST. The tax rate would depend upon the product or service category. Let's understand the taxability of e-commerce. Now, first, mandatory registration for e-commerce operators and their vendors. The threshold limit is not applicable in case of e-commerce operators. For non-e-commerce, the threshold limit is 40 lakh, and for northeastern states, it's 20 lakhs. But for e-commerce operators, there is no threshold limit. It's mandatory. GST provides for state-specific registration, and therefore, all e-commerce operators will have to register in each state from which it is making a taxable supply of goods and services. So if you have warehouses in multiple states, you'll have to register as an e-commerce operator in each of those states. Now, a summary of the entire legal and taxation requirements for e-commerce businesses. While selling online, it is important to protect the business and the promoters of the business through proper legal documentation and the contracts. Hence, your contracts with your suppliers and your terms of use, your privacy policy, how you handle data, those terms have to be made public on your website, which your visitors, your users, your buyers can read through. So by using your website, they agree to your terms of use. That helps you protect from personal liability. Rules and laws that need to be followed to sell certain products, different product categories, for example, food product categories, but they have their own standards that you have to comply to. So ensure you register for those and you follow those and you're compliant to those. Selling electronic goods or groceries or medicines demand different rules to be followed. So again, category specific compliances and guidelines. And the founders need to keep legal and tax compliance as their top priority to do business in India. And especially important if you look to scale up your business and attract more investment. Investors want clean books and compliant businesses to ensure that you don't ignore legal and tax compliances, and right from day one, adhere to both central, state, and category specific laws and regulations. That's it in the legal and taxation summary for e-commerce businesses. Thank you.